Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of holding on to some things that we need to let go, but because of the depth of the pain of what was said or what was done, we have a tendency of holding on to that thing, and it's even hard for us to let go, let alone to forgive and forget. There's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that a thing will change or they can change, but we want them to change, but it's hard for them to change, all because of the sting of the hurt, of the pain, of that thing that was said, or even that thing that was done. Even in our childhood, it was so many things that were said or done, or what we thought or expected to be in our lives, and yet it was not, and it's hard for us to even to let that go. We have a tendency of dwelling on these things and holding on to this stuff, and it causes us to be disturbed in our mind and in our thoughts, tossing and turning in our sleep, and conflicted in our actions and our reactions. It's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that if I address it, then I get over it. And yet, when we address it, it seems like it's like throwing fuel on the fire, and it just don't get no better. It seemed like it put us in that place of depression. It put us in that place of sadness. It put us in that place of guilt or even lost hope. It's so many times in our lives that we ponder in our minds and even in our hearts, and we wonder why this is said or this is done, when all we ever do is our very best to please others. These things causes us to go into a place of rage and a place of being grudging and wanting to do that get back, or we have that animosity hitting down inside of our hearts, and then we try to let it go, but then we just can't let it go when we in another conversation or another word is being said, or we believe or we feel like somebody is intentionally doing something, or even we are offended. All these things causes us to be in a place where God don't want us to be. And that's that place of unforgiveness. That's that grudging. That's that pointing the finger, wagging the head. That's that accusations, the accusing of one another. Or I did this because you did that. It causes us not to be able to simply be free within our thoughts that's known inside of our hearts. And then if we never say anything about it, our hearts could have a tendency of having contempt towards that person, and then we have a hard heart and a stiff neck. We get prideful, we get hard to eat. Has been talking to us about all these things over the last few months because he wants us to get some things together inside of our hearts. And so we put these priorities, these hurts, these pains, these things that we have treasured in the inside of us, we make them a priority in our life, and we cannot concentrate on God. We don't go to God praying the right prayers. We don't go to God with the right attitude, and then we go to him even being angry with him and accusing him of not doing what he's supposed to do because he say that he loves us. It's so many times that we get so low and so in such in a dark place that we even want to not just accuse him, but we don't even want to forgive him because we feel as if he is not offending us. He is not defending us. He is not doing what he said that he was going to do. Not understanding that our destinies was already preordained before we was formed in the very bowels of our mama belly, and that all these things has to happen and it's necessary because he want to get some things out of our heart that we keep on holding on to. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. I want y'all to start writing down all this stuff. I want y'all to write down any and every name of any and every individual that offended you, and it's hard for you to forgive them. I want you to write down any and everything that you think and believe is holding you hostage within your own heart and even within your own mind and your thoughts towards any individual that you feel that did something to you and you can't forgive. But how about you don't want to forgive? It's a lot of times in our hearts that we just want to hold on to some things and we don't want to forgive. We don't want to let it go. We don't want to get past it. We don't want to forget it. We don't want to even address it. I don't care if it was in your childhood. If you felt like your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your siblings, your auntie, your uncle, I would give a rat's tail, a love relationship, a husband, an ex-husband, ex-wife, a wife, I wouldn't give a rat's tail who it is. We're talking about right now, Lord. We're coming to you right now, Father God. As we write these things down, we ask you to remove any and everything out of our hearts that's not like you, God, because you said we ought to forgive and that we ought to love. So right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to remove any animosity, any hate, any bitterness, any grudging, anything that's inside of our hearts, God, that's causing us to be in a place, Lord, where we can't think straight about that person. We can't act right towards that person. We can't do right even in our thoughts when it comes to that person. I'm asking you to touch us in our hearts and even in our minds on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be encouraged, Lord, in knowing, Father God, that you are our avenger, so we ain't got to hold on to that grudge, God. We ain't got to worry about doing no get back. We got to know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that it don't matter who comes up against us, Lord, that if you are before us, who can stand against us, Lord? I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to even forgive, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that individual that's even trying to recruit others, Father God, or even your co-sea, or trying to defame us or speaking wicked and evil about us, Father God, that we will even forgive them in their actions, God, and even in their verbiage on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that it will not have us so conflicted in our minds and even in our hearts, Lord. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to get past that person, Father God, that we thought, Lord, in the name of Jesus, defiled us, God, or even violated us, Lord, even as we was a child, Lord, in the name of Jesus, he wanted to go see, whether it was physical, God, whether it was mental, whether it was emotional, whether it was sexual, God, whatever it is, God, I'm asking you to help us to go see, to forgive that person who violated us, Lord. I'm asking you to help us on today, God. Give us a heart of absolutions, Lord, in the name of Jesus, of that person, Father God, that lied on us, God. Give us a heart of absolution, Father God, in the name of Jesus, of that person, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that betrayed us, even stabbed us in the back and talk about us like a dog when we did absolutely nothing, God. Because you said in your word, God, that they hated you first. So they're going to hate us too. They're going to hate us without a cause. Oh, God, I'm asking you to help us to forgive them on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. For their continuous offense and their disrespect, God. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would allow that thing to be absolved in our hearts on today, Lord, that we may be able to get past it and get through it, Lord. Because you said, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we have to forgive in order for you to forgive us, Lord. We don't want to continue, Father God, to hold on to this stuff. We don't want to continue, Father God, to think about it, Lord, and then it causes us to go into that place of rage and anger. Oh, God, but we want to be settled in you, God. We want to be whole in you, God. We want to be complete in you, Lord. We want to be open about it, God. You said in your word that if we got an ought against one another, we ought to go to one another, God, and not go to one another accusing or manipulating the conversation or trying to make that person feel guilty or even pointing a finger or wagging a head, but simply, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be at peace with one another. Oh, God, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to understand the boundaries that was crossed, Lord. And when they was crossed, Father God, in the name of Jesus, it made us feel some type of way. So I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, to release these things, God, and not be in expectation for something, God, because we expect too much out of one another. And so many times, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know that we owe people an apology. We know that people need to apologize to us, and yet, Father God, they just don't do it. Lord, I'm asking you to help us not to expect these things, because it causes us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to have a grudge. It causes us to be bitter. It causes us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to look at one another cock-eyed. So we want to release these things unto you today, Father God. We want to give you all this stuff, Father God, and remove the conditions off of one another, that it'd be more easier, Father God, for us to be true and say, I love you. That it'd be more easier for us to be true, Father God, and say, God bless you. That it'd be true, God, and we'll be sincere, God, and holy, and pure in the embracing of one another. Oh, God, remove the mask. Help us to step out of that chameleon suit. Help us on today, Father God, to be real and true, Lord, because if we do not do it the way that you designed us to do it, God, we will never be true towards one another. We'll be walking around fake. We'll be walking around pretending, and it's not real. We want to be real on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We want to be real on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we asking you to help us, Lord. We asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Go down each and every last one of these pews and meet the needs of your people, God. Open up our hearts, God, and remove the hardness of the heart that we may be able to accept your truth. Open up our mind on today, Father God, that you can see that you can regulate our mind and our thoughts, Father God, will not cause us notions to run wild, God. And then we are my mind, little local see. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to be bitter. I just keep hearing that you're so bitter. Remove the bitterness, Father God. But we are going to shut that and go see. We need your help. We need your help, Father God, because there's some things, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it a loco sea. Oh God, he called you a loco sea. Oh, mama, need a loco sea. Uplift us on today, Father God. Oh, Baba, uplift us on today, God. Even now, Lord. Oh, Mama, be in our midst, God. Be in our midst on today, God. I gotta play this song that he got on my heart. Oh, Mama, Jesus, touch, Lord.
Change me, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus. Make me more like you.
Like you.
It's hard for us to accept. We need to change.
Watch me.
Listen to the words.
A clean
we need it.
So that I may worship you.
We can't worship him in spirit and truth, and we got all this stuff inside of our hearts.
Change me, oh God.
Change me, Lord. And God changing you, you got to want to change yourself. You gotta make up in your mind that it may trickle down to your heart. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna act like that. I'm not gonna treat people like that. I'm not gonna think like that. I'm not gonna keep doing that. Wash us, Lord. Not just for the moment. Not just for a season.
So that I may worship you.
your hearts. Oh, mama, change our attitudes, Lord, towards one another. It don't matter what they say. It don't matter what they do. It don't matter how they act. It don't matter how they react. Change us, Lord. Oh, mama, Oh God, he called it in the local shana. Oh, Baba, change us, God, that we may be more pleasant with one another, that we may respect one another, that we will be more kind and loving towards one another, that we will have compassion and piety with one another. Hold on. Oh God. We think we've been going through this for so long, or we've been in this spot for so long, and this season ain't gonna ever pass because we've been sick right here in this season for so long. But it's something that God wants you to see so that you can consider and you can ponder and change, that he can change you. You got to change your perspective. Everything that is said in every conversation that is had ain't got absolutely nothing to do with you. But because there's some bitterness and some anger and some stuff going on inside of your heart, regardless to what it is, you think it's about you. And if it is making you feel some type of way, that what it should make you feel like is conviction that you should want to change. Change us, Lord, so we won't be such accusers. The Bible says that the devil is the chief accuser of the brethren. Oh God, help us, Lord. Remove that lying spirit. Change us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Because we need you to do it. Because we cannot do it on our own. We didn't try. We could be doing good for a minute, and then the next thing you know, we snap. Or we let it all go out like a volcano. We explode. The Bible talks about us having self-control. It don't matter if people don't y'all know it's hot. Yeah. I'm gonna turn this down just a little bit. There's so many times that I've experienced so much in my life concerning folk and people, and still is. Don't you know, as long as you breathing and walking this earth, the Bible declares that it's going to be long suffering. I wouldn't give a rat's tail. He say he reigned on the just as well as the unjust. Long suffering. And we need God to change us and remove some of these thorns. Because that's what it is. We don't just poke other folk with them. We poke our own selves. Because of that flesh. Y'all hear what she's saying? I'm going to turn it up. The name of the sermon today is absolutions. Then it's a colon. The pardon. P-A-R-D-O-N. In my flesh, I can't see. Listen to these words. We go into the book of Matthew this morning. In my flesh, Jesus. They keep on hindering me. I really want to be what you want me to be, God. move some stuff?
Help me sing it quiet.
Do you really want him to move this stuff? In your flesh, anything that you're doing that's a sin is a thorn. It could be a thought. It could be in your body. It could be in your mind. It could be physically, mentally, emotionally. It's a hindrance for you doing what God wants you to do. Because we all have a purpose. Ain't no sin greater than no other sin. Sin is simply sin. So can't nobody point the finger or wag the head at absolutely nobody, because we all have sin. We sin in our thoughts and people think that we ain't because we smile.
Lord, I took your word.
Help us, Lord. That word is what's going to break up some things. Are we listening to the words? Are we really set apart? The Bible says we won't act unseemly while we do it. Lay that stuff at the feet of the Lord. Write that mess down. And then ask him to take it away. But you got to mean that thing. It can't be just for a minute. So you can what? You can be holy. For he say, be holy for I am holy. You want to live righteous. Not pretending, but for real. Sins that are blocking my blessings. Don't you know that?
Nobody knows.
I was talking to my God sister a few weeks ago, and she said this right here to me. She said, I knew you knew what I was doing, and you didn't say anything, and I knew that is what I was doing was hindering the release. I said, but when you stop, what happened? She said it was released. It hinders what God got for you. It ain't nobody else's fault but our own. If you don't forgive, that's a sin. And it's blocking something for you. And you wonder why you in that struggle. So in the midst of you in long suffering, you still gonna have joy and peace. But you can't have joy and peace in that long suffering because you got so much going on in your thoughts against somebody else. And so you think, is y'all getting it? Is it? We're talking about the word of God. I'm going to prove it to you. Come on, let's go to the book of Matthew. The name of the sermon today is Absolutions. A calling and then the pardon. And it's an explanation point after that. That's why we keep falling. Because we keep trying to do it on our own and we need God to help us. He says some things don't come out but through fasting and praying. But even in the midst of you coming off of that fast, you still supposed to be doing right. So I can live righteous. Absolution. It's the act of forgiving someone for having done something wrong or sinful. Let me pause this. Absolution. It's the release from the guilt or penalty of an offense. That's why I always pray, Lord, give us all the absolutions. Absolutions is the act of absolving someone from a wrong or sinful act. What is absolve? To set someone free from an obligation or consequence of guilt, to pardon or forgive a sin. So I'm going to set you free from what you did to me. I'm not going to hold you in a place of obligation that you feel as if you got to apologize to me, because you don't. Because I forgive you. I have absolutions in my heart. I'm releasing you from that thing that you've done to me. You got to let it go. You got to let it go. I'm releasing you from that thing that you said to me. I'm setting you free from even feeling guilty about it. Why? Because I have absolutions towards you, and I forgive you. I forgive you for real. I forgive you for real. Every choice that we make has a consequence to it. You choose to do, say, act, or react the way that you want to towards me, which may be evil or wicked, I pardon you. What is pardon? To the excusing of an offense without exacting a penalty. So you don't owe me nothing. What is pardon? It's to excuse or forgiveness for a fault, a offense, or discourtesy. What is to pardon? It's to allow an offense to pass without punishment. What is pardon? It's to cease to have feelings of anger or bitterness towards somebody. So because I have absolutions in my heart, and I told you that I forgive you, I ain't even mad at you. And I ain't got no bitterness towards you. I'm going to dismiss this as if it's of little importance. It's not important to me. It's okay. It's okay. It's not important to me. I dismiss you from it. I ain't holding no grudge against you. So if I'm not holding no grudge against you, that means I release you from it. And I'm not penalizing you. So therefore, if I'm not holding it against you, why are you guilty within yourself? I got so much guilt. Do y'all know what that is? Unforgiveness of yourself. Forgive yourself, because I already done forgave you. I already done forgave you. So what you need to do is forgive you. And forgiving you, that means not doing it no more. That means not acting that way no more. That means not reacting that way no more. Absolutions, the pardon. I pardon you for being disloyal to me, when all I ever showed you was loyalty. I pardon you from that. I'm going to absorb that inside of my heart, so that I won't be bitter towards you. And if I'm not bitter towards you, why are you bitter towards me when you the one that did it? What? You the one that did it. I ain't doing it. So why are you mad at me? Because I'm not mad at you. I release you from that. I release you from hurting me. How about that? That's forgiving the unforgivable. So I release you for lying on me. I release you from that. I'm not going to put a condition on it and say, you know, you do owe me an apology. No, you know what you do. You know. You do know you need to. I'm releasing you from even apologizing to me. So that means I'm pardoning you. I'm pardoning you from that. Why? Because I don't want you to feel guilty for what you did to me or what you said to me. I want to release you and hold you under no obligations, because if I hold you under obligation, guess what I'm doing? I'm still sinning. Let me start over again. I forgive you for doing what you did to me. And you know it was wrong. But I forgive you. How can I forgive you? I'm not going to tell you it was wrong. I'm just going to tell you I forgive you. I'm not going to hold you in obligation patience to tell me that you're sorry, even though it hurt me to the core. I'm not going to hold you an obligation for that. Because if I hold you an obligation to tell me that you are sorry, then I'm going to feel like you don't mean it. Are y'all following me? So I got to remove that condition, right? I got to remove that condition because I'm expecting something I may never get. And that's going to cause me to have bitterness. I guess I'm the only one. Let me start over again. You lied on me about something that you had. You tried to defame me. You tried to kill my character. You tried to make me look bad, all because of your resentment and jealousy and hate towards me. I pardon you. I release you from that. Now, I know that you should apologize to me, and you know you should too. Yeah. But I'm not expecting you to apologize to me. Because if I expect it and you don't do it, I'm going to be bitter. I'm going to be angry. I'm going to be looking at you cock-eyed. I'm going to be like, they knew that. I got to release you from that. In other words, I want yellow sheets of paper and red pen. Help them out. Yellow sheets of paper and red pen. I want y'all to write down any and every name of any and every individual that you know owe you an apology. But you never got it. It could be an old lover, an ex. It could be your mama, your daddy, your sister, your boy. It could be a person you thought was your friend. It could even be an enemy. It could be your sister, your brother. I don't give a rat's tail who it is. I want you to write their name down right now. It could be a teacher. It could be a teacher. It could be, he said teacher. It could be in ministry. I want you to write it all down. After you write it down, in the midst of you writing it down and you writing their name down, I want you to say, Lord, I'm releasing this unforgiveness to you that I may forgive them. Did y'all hear me? If you was offended by what somebody said to you and it made you cry, I want you to write it down. If that man or that woman betrayed you and cheated on you or made you feel or said or called you out your name, baby, I want you to write it down. The Lord was dealing with me when I was praying today. This is what he said. He said, it's some things that our parents said or did that we thought they shouldn't have said or what they should have did that we have not forgiven them for. Because you, my mama, you should have been there. You, my mama, you should have. You my daddy. You my protector. You should have protected. You should have. You. Where were you at? Well, why you do that? Why? We need to let it go. Absolutions. That's the name of the sermon. Absolutions, a colon, and then the pardon. Absolutions. What is absolution? It's the act of forgiving someone for having done something wrong or sinful towards you. It's release from the guilt or penalty of an offense. I don't want you to feel guilty about them things that you said or you done, the way you acted or treated me. Please don't feel guilty. I forgive you. I'm releasing you from that guilt. So now you got to release yourself to simply forgive yourself. It's the act of absolving someone from a wrong or sinful act. To absolve is to set someone free from the obligation or consequences of guilt, to pardon or forgive a sin. So if you did not apologize to me then and you knew you was wrong, don't apologize to me now. Because I can't change it. I can't get a do-over. And neither do it exist anymore. It's over with. I forgive you. I pardon you. I'm pardoning you from these things that you may be released in your mind, and therefore you won't do it again. They hear you. Yeah. She's so pretty. She say, who, me? Yeah, you. She said, okay. The Bible says we gotta have a heart of a child. How easy is it for us to whoop a kid today? Right now, in the next 30 minutes, they love us. I love you. But the older that we get, that child get, they have a tendency of holding a grudge. The Bible say you're supposed to release that, you're supposed to hold no grudge. Because if I practice on holding that grudge, that means I'm thinking in my mind, how I'm going to get them back. I know how to get them back. I ain't going to say nothing. I'm just going to be cocked. I'm going to be rolling my eyes, hitting them and pushing them. We're talking about absolutions and forgiving some things, absolving some things, releasing people without any conditions. It ain't gonna be no conditions on no friendship. You remove the conditions off the friendship. Everybody in here, I can't say everybody, but the majority of us in here, all of us, got somebody we're really close to. And that person that you're really close to, how many times y'all done got into it? Didn't talk for a day or two. And then right back talking to one another. And in the midst of it, y'all talking about what had y'all mad with one another. Without offense. Because my offense already done passed. For 2 days I was mad at you. Now I ain't mad now. So now I'm talking back to you, and we're talking about that situation or that circumstance that occurred without me accusing you. Because you're my friend. I ain't finna have no bitterness and hold on to no bitterness towards you. Because we're talking about it now. I done got over that. Because when it all boils down to it, you've been there for me. And I've been there for you. But think about it. I can't, how can I played y'all that song. I don't even know what that rewritten. Y'all done heard that. Love was meant to hurt you. See, we don't understand what the Bible says is long suffering. So, because I understand that these things is going to happen, because I read the book. And the Bible says that we are not supposed to be grudging towards one another, right? Why do you think he said that? Because he knew it was going to be some conversations between the folk and the people. He knew it was going to be some incidents. And some things that was going to occur between us. So he didn't want us. That's how. That's what you did. He knew. Y'all understand what I'm saying? He knew that if we be grudging, that will cause us to be what? Bitter. So if I hold on to that thing, that's why he said, go to one another and get it together. Good. So we won't be bitter or grudging. Now, let's talk about these boundaries. When those boundaries are crossed, I'm done with that person. Are you really done with them? Because baby, God will make it where you ain't got no other choice but to communicate. He'll make it where you be trying to, you know what, I'm going to block them. I'm just, but every time you go to the store, you see them. You know what I'm saying? You be trying to run from that joker, but everywhere you go, you got to say, why I got to keep saying that? Because you grudge it. You can't look at him without rolling your eyes. You understand what I'm saying? We can't look at one another without thinking about, I ain't gonna say nothing. Your thoughts making you see it right there. You, because I know what I'm gonna do next. Come on, somebody. We go into the book of Matthews. What is pardon? Pardon is the excusing of an offense without exacting a penalty. I am not fit to hold that against you. That's that grudge. I'm not going to hold it against you because I've said this 100 times. Our emotions takes us out of character. So if we out of character, we are not ourselves, right? So how can I hold that against you when that you weren't even yourself when you did it? You won yourself when you said it. Because when you come down off of that anger ride, you be like, oh, I can't believe I said that. You can mean what you say, but you could say it in a way that wasn't cruel. You can express yourself in a way that's not unseemly. You can even release and address that art without holding bitterness even after the conversation. Because 99.9% of the time, we wonder why people separate themselves or distance themselves. It's because you made me. You want to point the finger and wag the head. But what made me do that? What made me not want to be around you? What did you do? What did you say? How did you act? How did you react? How you perceiving or interpreting the thing? What you think about it? How many times we forgive our significant other, and then all of a sudden we be done? And they say, "Why you keep doing me like that? Why you kept doing me like that? Did you forget? What? You made me, you forced me to put a barrier between us. You forced me, and then when I tried to address it, you wanted to shift it or redirect it or accuse me because of your actions. Your verbiage. Ain't that, ain't it? So why you make me go off on you because of what you did or what you didn't do? You ain't that us? I'm just saying. That's us. That's us. To pardon somebody is to excuse or forgiveness for a fault, offense, or discourtesy. It's to then allow an offense to pass without punishment. I'm not going to punish you for what you did to me. I pardon you. So I'm not going to separate myself from you. I'm just not going to be with you. It's a difference. So I'm going to be at peace with you, but I'm not going to You see what I'm saying? I mean, if we do not release these things, we gonna always have something going on inside of our hearts when we get to thinking. When we get to think, we got to take accountability and acknowledge some things that's going on within ourselves. I'm not talking about what that person did. I ain't talking about what he said. Because what he did and what they said, what she did and what she said, what he did and what he said, it affects us in a way that causes us to be grudging, bitter, angry, mad. So what do we need to do about that? We need to address ourselves. If we don't address what's going on inside of us, it ain't gonna do nothing but give us a hard heart or resentment or anger, which is already there because of what occurred. Because of what occurred, it's already there. So now I need to take accountability and acknowledge what is going on inside of me. Because if I don't acknowledge what is going on inside of me, I may not be responsible for what I say and do towards you. I mean, seriously, because why do I say I won't be responsible? Because I'm going to be in a place of losing my character and acting unseemly. That's not me. Are y'all following me? Because we really don't want to be the way that we are. But because of what happened, and then we get there and we get to think about, I ain't do this and I ain't do that. No, you didn't. You did absolutely nothing. You had nothing to do with the actions and the reactions of that person. It was their thoughts that triggered their emotions and it caused them to do that. So, this is what the Bible say, Matthews. Pardon. It's to cease to have feelings of anger or bitterness towards someone. It's to dismiss it as of little importance. We make it such a priority and such a strain on our brain until, but not nobody say it ain't important. I say that, I be like, what difference do it make a difference to me? Okay, so if it makes a difference to you, acknowledge. Is y'all paying me any attention? Because if you don't acknowledge these emotions that's causing you to be bitter and angry, you're going to continually to be resentful. You're going to continue to point the finger. You're going to continue. You have to acknowledge it. And in you acknowledging it, then what do that help you do to release it? Because if you keep suppressing it and holding it in, it's almost like putting it, closing it up. It's like taking a balloon. I don't know why he's showing me this. And putting it under a faucet and filling it with water. If you keep filling it with water without stopping it when you know it's already full, what is going to happen? It's going to bust open. He don't want us to be like that with one another. So we got to take accountability and acknowledge it. And taking accountability does not mean that it was my fault. But I'm going to take account of what was said and what was done, it caused me to think this way and act that way. It caused me. I'm taking accountability for my own thoughts that are evil and wicked. I'm acknowledging that they are there and that I need God to help me to remove them. How can that happen? Because I have to forgive you. How can I forgive you? I'm releasing you from what you did to me and what you said to me. And I'm not holding you under obligation to apologize. I'm not holding you under obligation to change. There it is. I'm not holding you under obligation to do better. Because you already know that. So if I remove these conditions and don't expect it, I won't be so bitter and angry on top of the bitterness and anger that's already there. And it will help me to forgive you for not being who God says you're supposed to be. So I release you today. Come on, anybody want to say that? I release you from that sin. I release you from that hurt. So that I won't allow my thoughts. Because I don't want to look at you and keep rolling my eyes. I don't want to look at you and put on a mask and pretend when I know I can't stand you. I don't. Seriously, ain't that. Because this is how it's good. I'm just going to be coarser. No, you being fake. You being fake. I ain't say it right. Coarser. I'm going to be cordial. Thank you, baby. I'm not going to be. You know what? The Bible says that I'm going to cook that. And all the time you doing like this and somebody else looking like, ooh, well, why she hug her? Now, cause somebody see you, baby. That is all eyes, whether you know it or not. You see what I'm saying? We got to, the Lord want us to have a heart of absolutions and pardon one another. Why is it so hard for us to let some things go? Now, He clearly said, if I got a problem, go to him. Confess my fault. I'm not going to come to you and say, you know what, I said that because you said this. And then, you know, but I'm sorry. No, that is not a confession. A confession is, I'm sorry for saying. And I know it was hurtful and painful. Now, I'm not going to, because let me tell you about this guy. This man told me before. It just blew me. This how God helped me. I'm giving y'all an example. Even this joker walked up to me and said, I want to apologize for any and everything that I ever did to you or I ever said to you. And I looked at him and I said, you apologizing for what? Everything. For what? Because folk don't want to take accountability for their mess. So if the Lord put it on your heart to come to me and apologize to me, tell me for what? Because I don't know what you're talking about, because I didn't forget you and forgot all about that foolishness, but you want to bring it up? Okay. This for your freedom, not mine's. What are you apologizing for? We don't want to take accountability or acknowledge anything. Now, you know they owe you an apology because you know they wrong. And you know what they did, what they said, how they acted, and even how they treated. Ooh, I just heard that. How they treated you. You know they owe you an apology. Release them from that obligation of apologizing. Could y'all do that today? Just release. Don't even expect it. Move that condition right there. I forgive them. Be like Jesus. Lord, I forgive them for they know not what they do. Because I ain't got to worry about getting them back. Because the Bible says that vengeance is the Lord's. He said, Daddy. He said, vengeance is mine. Now, if he said it, don't you know? Nothing that you do will be worse than what God can do. Because he got you. The Bible declares it's a terrible thing to fall under the wrath of God. Now mind you, he already looking at the people and the folk doing what they doing, constantly doing it. Now, mind you, he said, keep on. Because if you keep messing with even the least, you might as well commit suicide. Because my wrath, and keep messing with him. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep acting how you acting. And then, wait a minute, hold it. You doing it to them, then I'm going to have somebody do it to you, but it's going to be worse. This is all the stuff that's inside of the Bible. So you ain't got to hold on to that grudge. Lord, lift that thing so heavy above my heart that it would not cause me to think ill will. Because let me tell you something, baby. People will or try to will evil on you. For real. I hope this happened to you. And this is going to happen. You speaking all manner of evil against the men and women of God, or against somebody who God favors, because he said he reigned on the just as well as the unjust. Is y'all getting it? Is y'all? I hope y'all getting it today. I'm finna hurry up. Matthew chapter 6. We're going to start at verse 12. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. What is to forgive? It's to cease to feel resentment against or to grant release to someone. What is a debt? It's something which is owed. A breaking of a moral or legal conduct or a code. So this is what I'm talking about. You got to release somebody. Even if they owe you an apology, and you know they do, it's okay. They ain't got to apologize. Just be kind and be nice to them. The Bible says you even cause a fighter on the head. Listen to this. And lead us not into temptation. Why do you think he said that? But deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. God, you already created everything. You hold all the power in your hand. And this is you're going to get the glory from me forgiving that person. He's getting the glory out of you for you being kind and nice and releasing that individual. Because listen to this. He said, for if you forgive men their trespasses, and what is a trespass? It's an unlawful act committed on the person, property, or the rights of another, a violation of moral or social ethic. It's to commit an offense. Look, he said, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So let me explain something to you. It's a lot of times that we sin and we do stuff and we go to God and we ask him to forgive us, but we can't forgive one another. He wants us to be able to forgive one another in the magnitude of it. Because if God do not forgive us, don't y'all know that we are hell bound? Don't y'all know we don't have no favor? We're not going to be able to get this. We ain't going to be able to get that. And when I say that, I mean get healing. Get an understanding. We ain't gonna get no love. We ain't gonna be able to get anything that God has already designed for us. And I ain't talking about just stuff, but you can add it in there. We got to release one another from these obligations. I don't give a rat's tail what a person said, done, or even how they treated or act towards me. It don't matter to me. Because if a person hates you, especially for the sake of God, what did he say? He said they hated me first. And yes, they're going to hate you without a cause. People ain't going to want to hear the truth. They're going to hate you for speaking the truth. It ain't your truth, but they will say it. No, you said that. No, what I'm trying to tell you, what the Lord said. No, you said that. No, I didn't. Everybody ain't going to understand that. I don't care how you explain it. I don't care how you turn it around. I don't care how many different examples you give them. It does not matter. I would get so angry. I'd be like, you know what? I'm just slipping. Why is that anger there? Why is that anger there? Because how What I'm trying to do is simply allow peace to reside. But there's no peace in you, and neither is there no peace in me. Because even in me trying to help to accomplish this peace, I'm getting mad because you can't see it. It's real talk. So now you even more bitter, you even more angry, and because I see it and I'm angry too, these spirits are colliding, and now I'm acting the same way you act. How can they say that about me when they know, and why would they do that? No. I'm going to say it again. I release you and I forgive you. I forgive you for not accepting. I got to accept the unacceptable. I got to forgive the unforgivable. I pardon you from that. Because you don't know no better. Because you're not yourself. Are y'all following me? We got to learn how to have on our spiritual lenses so that we won't be looking through our natural vision. Because what we visualize is really not what it is. Why you say that? Because of what you said and what you did in my perspective. My perspective causes me to visualize that you said this and you think this and you be, because that's my visual perception. That ain't got nothing to do with God. So I release you from your visual notions. I release you. I'm not here to argue. I ain't even fit to try to communicate about it. I ain't fit to conversate about it. If you want to go ahead, I'll listen. At least I'll try. Because we got to get to a place or to a point in our lives that we cannot allow ourselves to be dragged right back where God is trying to deliver us from. You understand what I'm saying? And it's because of what we see and what we hear. We get so distracted, or we disregard it, or we not focused, or we don't want to hear. Baby, if it is dealing with you, or God is dealing with you about something or whatever, say out. Ask him to forgive you, show you and help you, and keep it moving. If you feel in any type of way, it should take you to a place of conviction and not condemnation. That's what it should be doing for us. That's what it should be doing for us. These are the things that hinder so much in our lives. It hinder us from getting to the place where God wants us to be. So forgive. Any and everybody that ain't got no forgiveness in their heart, ask God to help you to forgive. Because some stuff digs so deep. Why? Because of them long thoughts. You stop thinking. Y'all think too much. Did I say your thoughts will mess you up? I keep telling us that. Them thoughts gonna mess us up and have us in a place of rage, bitterness, anger, resentment, accusations, all kind of notions. I release you from any and every obligation. Everybody that y'all wrote down on them sheets of paper. Any and everything that ever was said, done, and you felt offended, I want y'all to continue to write that stuff down. When you get through writing it down, bring it to the altar. Start praying for yourself and start saying, I release. I release it all. I release all that stuff. I release it all. I'm not going to keep holding on to this stuff. I even release myself from the guilt. Say that. Lord, I release myself from the guilt. Because some stuff we done did to others, said to others, We feel guilty about it. We feel bad about it. Release that today. Ask the Lord to change you in your heart, your mind, your body, your soul, your perception, what you do, all the stuff. All the stuff. We want to release it today. It's the last couple days. Y'all do know that. The month of July at our church, Heart of Sound Ministries International, is the month of rededicating ourselves unto the Lord. It's not by chance that he's been talking about this stuff for the last couple months, that he may be able to heal our hearts. He may be able to help us to get past and get through some things. Because we don't want to stay in that place and be in that place. Help us, Lord. Wash us through and through. Every child in the sanctuary, please get on your knees. And while you're getting on your knees, ask the Lord to change you so that you won't be evil and wicked and bitter towards one another. That you're not forgiving one another. Thank you, Jesus.
Worship you. I need you to Jesus.
Change us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Change us, Lord. Do it for me, God. Help us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, change us, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and comfort your people. Comfort them in their hearts and even in their minds, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they may be in a place of wholeness and completeness in you, Father God. Let them know, Lord, it don't matter what is said, what is done, or how it's done, Father God, that we may release these things unto you, Father God, that we may be free from it, free from unforgiveness, free from thinking and dwelling on that thing, Father God, that put us in a place that ensnared us and entrapped us, God, that we cannot move forward. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to shake some things off. Come on, y'all. Shake off your hands. Kick your feet. Release this stuff. Release this stuff. Let it all go. We keep holding on to stuff and we keep on being modest about things. Release it. Let it all go. Shake it all. Kick them legs. Kick them feet. Let all that stuff go. We don't want to hold on to none of this stuff. We being too modest. We be the Ocosia. Let's go into a place of desperation with the Lord, that he may lift some things up off of us as we let it go. That's it. Let it go. Let go of that thing that was said. Let go of that thing that should have been done. Let go of that thing that you think should have been done. Let go of that thing that we are going to like. Let go of that guilt. Let go of that shame. Let go of the Ocosia. Oh God, remove these thorns from us today, God. Because nobody knows. Oh God, we're not going to keep holding on to this mess. He called that it Ocosia. We're not going to keep holding on to this, God. I'm asking you to take it away so that we can be holy, that we can forgive one another. Oh, my mind, the loco, shine it like I see ya. Oh, God, he called, Baba, share the loco, shine it like I see ya. Oh, my mind, the loco, shine it. Oh, Baba, share the loco, see ya. Oh, my, the loco, shine it like I see ya. Oh God, touch your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and any and everything that they putting on the altar, any and everything that they writing, God, we're releasing it unto you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you can handle it. We know that you can fix it. We know that you can change it. We know that you can rearrange it. Oh God, we're giving it all to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you can complete. We know that you can fill the void, that emptiness, Father. We know right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to give each and every last one of us a heart of forgiveness. Give us a heart of absolution. Give us a heart, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we won't hold one another obligated. Or we won't have no conditions on one another. Lord, help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to release them from that depth that they need to say they're sorry. Release them from that depth, God, that they need to change. Oh, God, help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to hold nobody accountable. Oh, my mind, the loco, shine it like I see. But we're giving it all to you on today, Father God, because there's even some things that we did even within our own selves that we need to be forgiven for, Lord. And we surely want you to forgive us. So help us to forgive one another. And lead us not into temptation. Let us not be tempted to be grudging. Let us not be tempted to hold on to it. Let us not be tempted to point the finger, wag the head. Let us not be tempted to be bitter and evil towards one another. Help us on today, God, because this is your glory. This is your kingdom. And you hold all the power. Help us, God. Oh, my mind, the loco, shine it like I see ya. Help us today, God. Oh, my mind, the loco, shine it like I see ya. You the loco, shine now. Oh, my mind, the loco, see ya. Oh, us on today, Father God, to forgive the unforgivable, to accept the unacceptable. Because there's some things that and some people that cross the moral boundaries. Hey, God, help us to release these things on today to you, Father God. Because we don't want to be bitter and evil. Oh, God, but some of this stuff, Lord, in the name of Jesus, it runs so deep. It stings us, God, like a bee. Help us all today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pardon one another. Help us to pardon one another, God, that we will not continue, Father God. He called it in loco si, aha. Oh, mama, nere loco si, aha, nere loco si. I just heard peacekeepers. The Lord said, let's be peacekeepers. Help us to be peacekeepers, Lord. To even have peace within our own selves, God. Even when that person is running rampart. Even when that person is doing something that they ain't got no business doing. Or acting the way that they know that they're supposed to act. Even when they know they need to say they sorry. Or they know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they need to change. Help us on today. Help us, Lord. Help us on today, God. Oh, my mind, little loco, shunned that I can see. I keep hearing say, they keep doing it, Lord. They keep doing it, or they won't change it. Pardon them from that. Don't hold them obligated. It'll help us to be free. It'll help us to be free in our hearts. Oh, my mind, little loco, shunned that I can see. Because us forgiving them will change some things and move some things out the way. Lord, deliver us from even our thoughts. Because our thoughts is what make us hold on to this stuff. Our thoughts is what keep us in that place. Our thoughts. Help us in our thoughts on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We releasing these thoughts to you. We releasing these thoughts to you, Lord. Deliver us, God. From thinking too much. Because some conversations that is had ain't got nothing to do with you. Some things that are being said ain't got absolutely nothing to do with you. Lord, deliver us from our own selves, our overthinking.
Hurt, abuse, molestation.
All that.
But we want to speak to you today and tell you
that God. Help us to forgive, Father. Lift it up so heavy up off our hearts. Let us forgive our mothers, God, for what we thought they should have did and what they couldn't do. What they wouldn't do and what we felt like they should have did. Forgive us for that.
She's going to help you share this wisdom and tell this story.
Help us to forgive that father, God, that we thought abandoned us or wasn't ever there. Help us forgive that sister and that brother. Help us to forgive ourselves for what we did to that sister and that brother. What we said, how we acted. Let us not allow ourselves to be so guilty or feel guilty. We release the guilt, the shame, and embarrassment to you right now, God. Help us, Lord. Oh, my mind, touch right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, each and every individual in their heart. Touch each and every individual in their mind. Touch each and every individual in their bodies. Touch each and every individual in their emotions. Touch each and every individual in their situations and their concerns, their fears, and even their tears on today. Lord, we have laid these things down at your feet on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we know that you can fix them and you can change them and you can help us on today, God. I'm asking you to help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That we would not hinder ourselves from being blessed, Lord. That we would not allow ourselves to fall into that place of rage, anger, and bitterness. We releasing it to you right now, God. Help us, Lord. And everything. The Lord said you got to forgive yourself. Because some things that happen in our lives, we'd be like, oh, that's what I get, or I brought it on myself. because I shouldn't have did this and I should have done. Forgive yourself. Release unforgiveness of yourself today. Pardon yourself, says the Lord.
And my background.
Oh, my man, little Okoshi. Help us, Lord, even now, God. In your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. We just got to let some things go, y'all. You may be seated if you want to. We got to let some things go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord, to let some things go. Bring it on down. I'm bringing it all down. I'm putting it all at the foot of the Lord, because I know that he can handle it and he can fix it. Change it, Lord. Change it, Lord. Did y'all hear? What hurt you in your past, don't let it control your future. Don't you know things that happened to us in our past, we still bring it into our future, and this is why we can't get along with one another? Because we think and believe that we're protecting ourselves from folk and people, when in actuality, God has placed folk and people in our life to show us the true ways. You got to let go of some things to receive some things. Let go of that stuff that got you in a place of disturbance so that you may receive peace. Name of the sermon today was Absolutions, the Pardon. We want to pardon one another. We want to pardon one another. If you got an art against your brother, your sister, please, I don't care who it is. It ain't got to be your biological. It could be a friend. It could be an old lover. I don't care. You go to them and you try to get that thing together. That don't mean that you got to get back with them. That don't mean that you got. But what it do mean is that you got to be at peace with one another. Because some people will keep overstepping boundaries. And the more they overstep them boundaries, which is the moral conduct and the ethics of one another, respecting one another, the more they keep overstepping them boundaries, it ain't going to do nothing but make you look at them like, oh, okay, they ain't even trying to do better. And then what is that? Accusing, pointing the finger, wagging the head. We got to be careful, y'all. We got to be careful. I love you guys so much. I hope something was said today that'll help you to understand what real forgiveness and absolutions is. We got to let some stuff go. It's over with. Just that. If it happened yesterday, then it's over with. If it's still bothering you, address it, but you ain't got to address it all nasty and snotty and then, or acute. You understand what I'm saying? So that there may be some peace somewhere. God said we're supposed to be at peace with everybody. He said you blessed if you're a peacemaker. You are blessed, for the kingdom is yours, baby. You're blessed. He say you blessed if people despitefully use you or talk about you or persecute you. Don't you know you blessed? So when people talking about you or saying this, all manner of evil against you and all that, you blessed. They just mad because they not. So why are they talking about you then if you ain't blessed? You blessed. Everybody see. You blessed. For you shall be called the sons and daughters of God. You blessed. When people ain't saying nothing at you, oh, I must not be that. If folks stop slandering and doing all that stuff to me, baby, I'm going to the altar. I know I'm doing something right as long as they hate me. I know I'm doing something right as long as they did. They did it to Jesus. He said they did it to me first. They're going to do it to you too. I love you guys so much. Forgive yourselves. Release yourself from any guilt, shame, and bitterness. I release any and everybody from any and every obligation. If you feel or thought you owe me an apology, keep it. I already forgave. I forgave you when you did it. For real. Sometimes when things be brought up that people or what they did to you, it's not because you was not forgiven. It's to remind you, stop doing it. Because you keep doing it repetitively. I'm not saying it because I don't forgive you. I'm saying it because you need to recognize what you're doing. What you say you don't want to do, but you keep doing it. I release you from being obligated even to that. Because the Bible says even a child know when they're doing something wrong. So I ain't got to tell you that you're doing nothing wrong. But if I see you overtaking in that fault, I'm going to come to you. And you're mad. I'm just doing the book. Ain't that what the Bible says? If I see you overtaking in a fault. So if you keep doing this thing repetitively and repetitively, I'm going to make you remember what you keep doing over and over again. Then I'm going to help you to be restored. Why you rejecting the restoration and the freedom from your own self? Our perspectives are so messed up. We think, oh, they're talking about me. Or they're downgrading me and belittling me. No, you doing that to your own self because you know what you're doing. You know. The Bible says something. I love you guys so much. Tonight, down the street, they having a musical. I got flyers if y'all want it. I'm going to give y'all when y'all come up here and also, on this week, you guys, y'all know this is the month of July is the month that we rededicate the church back to the Lord. Y'all know that. We take donations and all that for clothes and everything. The last day to take donations is tomorrow. That's the last day. Well, we'll make it Tuesday because we'll be here Tuesday. We'll be here Tuesday. The community day is going to be on the 19th. Of this month. That's on a Saturday. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And y'all know we need volunteers. I love you guys so much. Tell somebody. Invite somebody. Y'all know it's all free. The clothes, the food, everything is free. Tell somebody. Let somebody know. On this week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, is our rededication revival. Tell somebody. Let somebody. You never know. Everybody that I have been coming across has been at their wits' end. They need to rededicate themselves. They need to release some things. They need to be revived. They need to be restored. A lot of people don't understand how crucial it is for us to release and get these things into the Lord. So tell somebody, get them flyers up there. Print it for me for the revival. I'm gonna give y'all a flyer. Tell somebody, please invite somebody. Services start at 7 o'clock. They start at 7 o'clock. I love you guys so much. And we're gonna the list is up here too for if you wanna volunteer. If you wanna volunteer. These flyers should have been up so that y'all can know about the revival. I did not put any up in the sanctuary and because I thought they was already up until I looked today. It just they wasn't up. So I'm gonna make sure that I give you guys a flyer so that you could tell somebody and invite somebody, share it on your page. Services is Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I know the 4th of July is on Friday. We ain't going to be here long if it's the will of the Lord. I know y'all want to go to them fireworks. I love you too, baby. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and offering. Anybody need any envelopes, please raise your hand. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible declares that we ought to give God 10% of our increase. The folk and the people gave me their tithes and their offering on this week. Make sure that I put that in. Make sure you please continue to pray for Macy. The Lord has had her heavy on my heart the last couple months. Her father is going under surgery, major surgery. I think they had it already. I ain't heard nothing from the kid. I've been trying to contact her. Y'all continue to pray for Sister Pam. Y'all know she had open heart surgery a couple months ago. Well, they got to give her surgery again because her chest cavity is not closing up. And we don't want nothing to fall out because y'all know our chest cavity hold in all our stuff. So it's been some issues going on with that. Please, y'all, keep her in your prayers. I've been keeping in touch with her and I've been seeing her. So y'all make sure everybody that you don't see, continue to pray for them. Thank you, Jesus.